Hello and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, Director of Education and Community Engagement here at KXEI. And today I'm here with Laura Pendleton Miller, founder and board president of Blue Lotus Artists Collective, also known as BLACK. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And what is your organization's mission and vision?
Well, we were founded to give visibility to Black artists. And we were originally getting together to become sort of an advocacy group for Black artists. So not only do we want to give visibility to local artists, but we also have wonderful artists nationally and internationally that never make it to our community. So we wanted to be that organization that could also bring those voices to the community that otherwise would not be here. We also found that a lot of Black artists tell stories through their work. And especially now when our education system is taking so much of us out of the story. I mean, not that we ever had much of a spot in the story, but they're taking away the little that we had. We felt that we could also fill a little bit of that void by telling stories through the art in the gallery.
How else does your organization work toward that mission?
We try to do a lot of events. So the artists usually have some sort of talk or panel that they're doing to talk about their work and how they started doing what they were doing, the background on their work. We're trying to do collaborations with other arts organizations. We were finding that not just with the visual arts, but that we want to tell the story of all the contributions that we as Black people have made to our society. So we've done some collaborations with U of A Dance Theater. We're getting ready to do one with Arizona Theater Company. We did a collaboration with a Black hair. We did a day of the art of hair braiding, and a young woman came in and taught people how to braid hair. Many of the people who attended that were hairdressers who wanted to learn how to add that to their practice. But the fun thing for me was that one of the people there was just a guy who wanted to know how to do his little girl's hair.
Can you talk a little bit about your upcoming exhibition?
Yes, the Willie Bonner solo show. Willie is a local artist and actually is one of the people who inspired the whole concept of the gallery. He was one of the local artists that we kept hearing from that talked about the lack of opportunity and visibility for Black artists. And he is actually also the person who came up with the name for the gallery. And then one day he said, I was thinking maybe Blue Lotus, because Blue Lotus is a flower that's really important in Africa, and it is a flower that grows out of muck into great beauty. And it just seemed like the parallels of that flower with us in this society just seemed to make an important statement to me. So that's how we got our name, Blue Lotus. We're going to get to see a lot of things that are new and a lot of things that have not been seen before. And there will be a lot of history to be told in the show that he'll be bringing to us.
And how can people find out more about Blue Lotus Artists Collective?
You can start by going to our website, www.bluelotusartistsplurcollective.com. You'll find information on the previous shows, the upcoming shows. You'll find information on all of our featured artists. You can also call the gallery, 520-400-4701. If you have any questions, we have some regular hours, but we're also open by appointment. So if anyone wants to come at any time individually or with a group, if they call, we do our best to accommodate what they need in terms of coming to see the gallery.
Thank you so much for being here today, Laura, sharing about Blue Lotus Artists Collective.
Thanks for having me.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $215 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org. You can find a longer version of the episode on the Nonprofit Spotlight program page at kxei.org.